Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Well, gang, it's another week and another Command Performance, the personal property of all you guys and gals who write to this old bake, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And because of those letters, tonight we're hitting into a triple play. From Judy Garland to Frank Sinatra to your master of ceremonies, Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, telling you guys that though Hitler says he's getting out of the Russian winter trap, he's still running in his long woolen underwear with the Russian bear yapping at his flap. Yes, sir, I just got back from seeing my doctor. I'm getting in shape for a trip overseas this spring. I'm in good condition now, but was I nervous before I started. For 6 months, I couldn't touch tea, coffee, or Esquire. Boy, was I run down. Whenever I passed one of those recruiting posters, Uncle Sam would drop his eyes. To show you how weak I was, every time I let my yo-yo down, I'd go down with it. But I'm glad I'm in great shape now, because with that new draft regulation, you've got to be fit. You've got to get inducted now 60 days after your physical. Physical, that's Army for how do you do, take off your clothes, stick out your tongue, you're in. But this 60-day delay is a good thing. Those draft boards have really been working fast. The guy that lives next to me is a baseball player. Last year, he hit a triple. As he rounded first, he was classified 1A. As he rounded second, he was inducted, and his wife slid into third base. Ah, baseball, it's a great game, isn't it? I used to follow baseball very closely, and then someone invented slacks. But the past... But the past few years, women have really been taking over baseball. In fact, last week I had a date with a girl baseball player. She was an infielder, I know, because I couldn't get the first base. In fact, I remember I struck out. But she asked me to work out with the team the next day, and I did. And those girls play rough. I slid into second base, and the second baseman stepped right on my neck with her spikes. Now I'm the only guy in North Hollywood who could drink a glass of water and sprinkle the lawn at the same time. I think they're better back here. But boy, those girls can play ball. I'm here somewhere. Finally, I got the bat. I hit the ball for three bags, but only one of them caught it. And a call to Major George G4 Graff at APO 37. Mage, every minute of the Command Performance is in memory of guys like Jimmy and George. Down in Bray Springs, Australia, Pat and Marge Vincent say Sunday is the only night we get through milking the cows early because Command Performance makes Sunday our big night. Thanks, girls. Say, did you hear the one about the Australian traveling salesman? But on to 980 and hello to the... Remember, I'm just reading from letters. But on to 980 and hello to the aviation engineers and Nickel Bear Jim Keyes. To LAC Brightwall and the cheerful aide in Plymouth, to Sergeant L.M. McCarroll in the South Pacific with regards from Crosby. Why do I have to answer Crosby's mail? He's got an airmail contract with a stork. I can't understand that. But man, here's a mighty swell guy that Bing and I really think a lot of, the swoon crooner himself, Crosby without hips, Frank Sinatra.
Thanks, Bob. Hi, fellas.
Frankie, it's great being here with you in this Command Performance.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I've watched you work, Frank, and believe me, you make a very lovely couple.
Couple? Who?
You and the microphone.
Me and the microphone? Are you kidding, Hope? We're not even the same size.
You will be as soon as you put on a little weight.
Yeah.
But seriously, Frankie, we've got a great show here tonight. Just think, Judy Garland's here. That's an eyeful. You're going to sing a song. That's an earful. And I'll tell a few more jokes.
That's a noseful.
Look, Frank, isn't it silly our belting each other around like this when we could be taking it out on that rotund lad I carry along in our road pictures?
You mean Happy Tonsils?
Yeah, that's him. Old Scuttlebutt, I mean, that's him. That punchy Pagliacci, that rhapsody in flab. Let's talk about old Hydrant Head, shall we?
No, now look, Bob, instead of picking on Bing, why don't you pick on somebody your own age?
I think it's silly for you and I to argue. But look, son, Bing isn't that old. He's only 34.
How do you know he is?
I was at his last birthday party. I saw the cake.
You mean there were 34 candles on it?
There were on the piece I had. Just imagine the laugh I'd have gotten if I'd have read it right, huh?
You shouldn't say things like that, Bob. After all, Bing's a grand guy and the greatest singer in America.
You said what?
I said he's a grand guy and the greatest singer in America.
You feel all right, kid?
Yes, of course. All this comparison between Bing's voice and mine is ridiculous. The whole thing is that Bing has a much larger vibrato than much larger than mine.
I know, but only the band can see it. Now, with you, Cracker, it's a little different. I mean,
now, look, Bob, you suppose if Kraus ever gets tired of the magic lanterns, how's about my getting a shot at the road picture deal?
You in a road picture, Frankie?
Well, why not?
Well, we're not working on the detours yet, but I'll tell you. But that's not a bad idea. We'd make a great picture starring the five of us.
The five of us?
Yeah, you, me, Dorothy L'Amour, and the two guys who hold you up.
No, I'm serious. Don't you think I could take Bing's place?
I don't know. After all, the Groner's a manly lad. I've seen that boy. He's got hair on his chest.
Well, he's got to have hair someplace.
But now that we've settled that, Frank, let's discuss music. What are you going to sing?
Well, Bob, I'd like to pay off those command performance letters asking for that Jerome Kern number, The Music in the Air, The Song Is You.
That we'll buy. Take it, Frankie.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why
can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is new.
Well, fellas, some gals in this country are just lucky. Take Judy Garland. Everybody loves Judy. Iceland, Greenland, Persia, India, China, the European Theater, the Pacific Theater. We even get mail address, command performance, care of Judy Garland. So, fellas, here's your girl, Judy Garland.
Thank you, Robert. Hi, fellas. When you guys holler command performance, I come a-running. Well, to Mike and the signal service at 604, to Company C at 713, to Joan L. James in Shepherd's Bush at London West 12. Regards, Joe Rady and the ship workers of 948. Howdy to Stardust Jasper at 729 and my very good friends Al, Jim, and Herb at 525. Hello to 980 and the Section 8 mob, including Boss Man... Hello! Boss Man Kern, Carmichael the Waltzing Bear, Buck Rogers and Eshman the Wolf. Up north, the four working jerks in Hut 2 send us regards and say we've got a laundry now and we could do Bob Hope's ears for him. But fellas, the orchestra's getting impatient, so for all of you everywhere, and with all my love, here's a little tune that they had me record for the jukeboxes the other day. My baby comes home. No, sir, no, nothing. As long as baby must roam, I promise him I'd wait for him till even Hades froze. I'm lonesome, heaven knows, but what I said still goes. No love, no nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one. I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no sir, no not until my baby comes home. Him till even Hades froze. I'm lonesome, heaven knows, but what I said still goes. No love, no nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one. I'm getting
getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike. Oh, it's like an empty honeycomb. No love, no sir, no nothing. Till my baby comes home.
Wonderful, Judy.
And now, fellas, we're going to do a musical melodrama. Our stagehand, Ken Carpenter, will set the scene.
Oh.
Well, pick it up, Dad. This ain't the Crosby Show, you know. Please.
All right, relax, Hope. I've handled these amateur nights before.
If I had my spats, I'd leave.
Gentlemen of the AEF, our musical turkey tonight stars Frank Sinatra as Frank Sinatra and Judy Garland as Judy Garland. Our supporting player is Bob Hope. A great industrial tycoon of Hollywood, better known as the Wolf of Vine Street. As our scene opens, we find Frank and Bob as two doughboys lost on Gruesome Island in the South Pacific. They're starving. A little hunger music, please.
Strictly from hunger, all right. Hey, Sinatra, it's dawn.
Wake up, you sleepy head. Wake up, get out of bed. Wake up, you bum.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. What are we having for breakfast? Hotcakes and sausages. Hotcakes and sausages.
Hotcakes and sausages. Sinatra, wake up. We're lost in this desert island. We're starving. Stop your singing. You're drowning out that vulture up there. Say, I can hear that vulture singing.
When I look at you, I get that old feeling.
Don't worry, pal. I'll find something to eat.
Sinatra, quit biting my wrist.
Boy, am I hungry. You know, Bob, when I look at you, I always feel like singing, I've got you under my skin.
I've been eating K-rations. You wouldn't like me. Hey, Frank, listen.
Hiya, Bob.
Hi.
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Want to buy a war bond?
Judy Garland, holy smoke. How did you get on this island?
You probably heard a rumor they had silk stockings here. But no kidding, Judy, how'd you get here?
I didn't ask you how you got that piano here, did I? Actually, Bob, I'm lost. I haven't got my lipstick, and I'm really lost. You see, I've been playing the Gruesome Islands on a USO tour, but I got a call from MGM Casting to come back for retakes, and I...
Never mind about that stuff. Did you bring anything to eat?
Yeah, Judith, what have you got on you, besides what you've got on you?
Ain't bad, bud.
Oh, gosh, fellas, I was going to ask you the same thing. Hurry, Sinatra, I'll have a hamburger with onions.
Are you kidding? We're starving, Judy. Don't I look hungry?
Yes, don't you? Bob? Bob, Frank does look desperate. He's swaying back and forth. Bob, he's going to swoon.
Forget it. He thinks this is the hit parade. But, kids, we got to do something because, well, I hate to tell you this, but they're never going to find us.
They'll find me, all right.
Frank, what makes you so sure they'll find you here?
Listen, those Bobby Sock girls can find you anywhere.
Now,
No, but Bob's right, Frank. We've got to do something. Robert, what do you suggest now that we're lost?
Let's get lost. Lost in each other's arms.
Don't you do it, Judy, because I know that you know a wolf's nose in sheep's clothes. And I know that you know that Robert hopes us so-and-so. So, Judy, don't you do it.
Oh, don't you worry about Hope, Frankie, because who's afraid of the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf, the big bad wolf?
Yeah, that's the idea, honey. Let's give this guy Sinatra the quick brush, huh?
Say, Hope, I've got a suggestion for you. Why don't you go read your scrapbook from the last war? I'll take over here from now on.
Watch it, Buster. This is my girl you're talking to. And when you talk to Judith, I want you to speak low. Frankie, speak low to her.
Hey, Hope. Come here. As far as I'm concerned, you came to me from out of nowhere. Be a good scout. Go back and stay there.
Oh, now don't quarrel, fellas, because I must admit that you'll never know, boys, how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care.
Gee, you singing about us, Judy?
I'm singing about that hamburger with onions. But seriously. Seriously, I could fall in love with one of you.
This kid's got one in his pocket over here.
Seriously, I could fall in love with one of you, but I want a man who'll spend money on me.
Oh, shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, bye, baby. All your pappies off to the 17th.
I thought so. Frankie, what'll you give me?
I can't give you anything but love. Judy, that's the only thing I've plenty of, my Judy.
No sales.
Out. But Judy, what do you want money for? What do you want to buy?
I want to buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other girlies cannot steal.
It's a fine thing, Hope. Now she doesn't want either of us. I always knew there'd be days like this because my mama done told me when I was a D-fan. My mama done told me.
What she tell you, vitamin B1? What she tell you?
We talk
and give you the big eye.
Uh-huh. And when the sweet talking's done, a woman's a prune face.
What?
A worrisome thing who'll learn you to sing the blues in the night. This phone?
Oh, you two guys are hopeless. But I'm stuck with you on a desert island, so put your arms around me, fellas. Hold me tight. Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might.
So you're going to move into the romance department, huh?
No, just wanted to get warm.
Let's go, Bob. Let's get out of here, Bob.
No, wait a minute, fellas. Please wait, because, well, I've got something that will make you both very happy.
What's that, Judy?
Yes, sir, this is going to make you both very happy.
The blues of the night.
Cheesy!
Yikes!
Oh, Crosby's theme song.
Crosby, why, that big ham. Judy, give me that record.
Wait a minute, Hope. Give it to me.
Here's your half, Sinatra.
Thank you.
Well, fellas...
I just just a minute, Hope. I represent Local 47 of the Lovers of Truth. How did you get off that desert island?
We thumbed a ride home in the Crosby Stork. And coming in here... Oh, that's a big one. We all got out. Coming right in here to ride tandem on one of your favorite Command Performance tunes, Judy Garland and Frank Sinatra singing Embraceable You. Embrace it, kids.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you.
Embrace me, my silk and laceable you.
Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me.
You and you alone bring out the gypsy.
I love all the many charms about you.
Above all, I want my arms about you.
Don't be annoyed. Come to baby, do my sweet embraceable you.
I love the many charms about you.
Above all, I want my arms about you.
Well, don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa Doo.
My sweet embrace of
Well, that's it, fellas. Thanks a lot for having me in again, and catch you all later.
Same here, Frank. This is Judy, fellas. Call on me anytime, and love and stuff from home.
And this is your native runner gang. A fat one, of course, but I hope to be pumping a lot of your hands one of these days soon. In the meantime, good luck from Command Performance, and many thanks from the USA.
Pitch and coming up with a G2, the Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and produced for all of you in the AEF and the United Nations by the Armed Forces Radio Service.